It's time for PCSN Live with Dave and Ken here on WSKV-FM. Listen live at 104.9 FM, stream at listenlikealocal.com, or enjoy the program on the official WSKV-FM app from the Google Play or Apple App Store. You can also listen on demand at listenlikealocal.com or Apple Podcast. You're listening to PCSN Live. Let's join Dave and Ken at the Tanner Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Studio in Stanton.
And good evening and welcome everyone to another edition of Thought About That It. Powell County Sports Network on PCSN Live here with Dave and Ken. I just get in the habit of almost saying that Sports Talk Live. We did that show, 10, 12 years almost. And it's been a few years since we've done it, but it's still kind of old habit when you sit behind the microphone and you want to do the same things all the time. But anyway, welcome back. This is a, I've been gone for about 3 weeks. Ken's been gone for about, last week we did a soccer game on Wednesday. So we are back with you here on Wednesday to give you some updates on COVID and talk a lot about sports here tonight.
Well, we prefer to be playing or, you know, actually doing games, which is where we were last week, a soccer game. But still, it's good to be back in the studio, and a lot of things have happened since the last time we were on the air, and we'll get into some of those things. But first, let's get with the COVID numbers here. Unfortunately, the second highest single-day increase here in Kentucky, 1,487 new cases. Unbelievable, really. And that takes the total up to 90,996 total positive cases. The death toll is up to 1,363. 1.8 million people have been tested. So, you know, out of those 1.8 million tests, again, 90,996 have tested positive. The positivity rate, 4.99. Again, we kind of been fluctuating around that 4.5 to 5 range here for some time under those circumstances. And then here in the county, there are 2 new cases. That takes us to 7 active cases here in Powell County, 133 total cases since the beginning, 126 have recovered. And these cases are not linked to previously reported cases in the county. So 2 new ones, making it 7 active here.
So 7 active. And I think I saw a report since October 7th. I think we were around 18 or 20.
Correct.
That
yeah.
So really, if you look at the just amount of time in between, that's what gives us about 11 or 12 days. We're talking more cases than what we had seen before, probably averaging 1.5 a day, I guess, at that point. You know, folks, it's pretty simple. You know, all the experts are saying this. It's just not a political thing, but the experts are saying if you don't follow the protocols, wearing a mask, the social distancing, and the washing your hands, we're in a second surge. And all you folks that enjoy watching sports, and we've seen a difference here with the WSKV, we'll talk more about it in a minute, but if you enjoy watching sports and you want basketball in the winter, then rest played indoors. And you need to wear your mask, because I think those are going to be some decisions districts are going to be making on whether or not you're going to be able to come to watch them live, or you'll be watching us on Facebook Live and instead of just watching a game and getting out to enjoy that. And I know people love to watch basketball, and but our numbers are so high now in Kentucky, or getting, and we're one of the good states. We're still in better shape than most, but it's getting to where it's in as bad as we've been since the beginning.
Yeah, I really going back, you know, to July, as far as, you know, the governor being concerned, more so now with the escalation, you know, than in July when we were at a high peak during that time period, which obviously a lot of people were going on vacations then and traveling and kind of coming back in a sense potentially with the virus. And even as far as the sports and everything, when you look, you know, the 54th District Committee decided to not allow fans.
Soccer,
correct.
54th District soccer,
which was outdoors, So under the circumstances, now you realize the 56th decided to not allow fans at the girls' volleyball tournament indoors. So when you look at those two, one outside, one inside, didn't necessarily matter. Fans were not allowed at either one of those venues. So now moving forward, as you mentioned, David, if we don't necessarily kind of clean things up and start going back to doing the things that we were asked to do from the very beginning, nothing has changed, right? We're still asked to wear the mask, social distance, you know, wash your hands, sanitize, etc. You know, if we stick to those, maybe things do improve, but at this point, they're not improving. And as you mentioned, especially going forward towards basketball, and we're still, you know, 2 months away in a sense from basketball. But at the same time, at the rate that we're going, it's not looking good in a sense. They've already delayed the start of practices and things like that for that basketball season. Now, once we get into games, what's going to be like in December from where we are now?
Well, you know, some schools have already, and again, these are recommendations. Some schools have already went out there and I guess started, and that's with conditioning. And you can do the conditioning things, but here's my issue. Again, this is coming from a coach that lost a spring sport last year. All the games you guys get in, you're fortunate. Because where we were in the spring wasn't nearly as bad, but we didn't know what we were dealing with. Now we know what we're dealing with, and it's still pretty bad.
Worse than it was then, obviously.
And it's a whole lot worse than it is now. I mean, we had about 12 cases in Kentucky, but we saw a national trend that was going up, and now we're having this will be the highest week that we've had in Kentucky went at the end of the week, because Sunday was the highest Sunday, Monday was the highest Monday, Tuesday was the highest Tuesday. Today's not the highest Wednesday, but it's the second highest overall. It may be the highest Wednesday, so if that's the trend this week, if we're looking for a highest Wednesday, you're probably going to see a highest Thursday and a highest Friday. And if that's the case, we're on a bad ship going up. And again, it's really simple. Wear your mask and distance. And again, it's worse indoors than it is outdoors. You know, when we talked about the soccer tournament, it's kind of crazy. If you look at it, the big picture, you can really spread out outside. We didn't really see a huge need to maybe not have fans, but that was a decision was made, and you have to respect the people that made the decision. But when we went to volleyball, we saw a really big crowd in the last volleyball game here at home. So if you have a crowd like we had at the Breathitt County game, you're probably putting some people at risk. And I think it was probably a really good decision to not have fans at the district volleyball. But now we'll see what happens next week with the regional volleyball. Powell County will be hosting a game, and after the first round, it'll go to another site. But we'll see what the decision is made on the first round game here at Powell and in the region, because this may be a regional decision, and then it has to be the home county option or the host county option on what their policies are, because we've seen a big, I don't know what it is. It's
discrepancy.
Yes, it's like if the recommendation is for red schools not to play, but we've seen red schools host. We've seen red schools host with fans. We've seen red schools host and play. And I don't know what the boundaries are, where we are consistently, but it's confusing to me.
I'm not so sure that really anyone knows. I think each individual school district, the athletic directors, and I guess the
health
department, the people that make those decisions, they're deciding collectively as groups, let's say within the 56th district, to make that determination, no fans are going to be allowed. But you can go the next county over in another district, and all of a sudden they're deciding, oh, it's okay if we play, no matter if there is a red county, et cetera. Yeah. So, again, it's confusing who's in, who's out, what you're going to do, and even going back as far as even the girls' volleyball. So at that point, let's say that Powell does host, they win. Now, all of a sudden, because they're a higher seed, now, potentially, do they host another one and someone travels to them? And or does it go to whoever the initial host is? Now, they're determining, no, we think we can handle it here at our facility. But let's say, for instance, it is a red county. Now, at that point, no fans allowed and just the players. Again, it's very, very confusing about who's making those decisions when it's not the same across the board.
Well, I mean, I understand, you know, when you look at the district that we had, and I know we're running along with this COVID update, but we're also talking a little sports as well. Some of the decision making, I know in the volleyball district tournament, you had Lee County and Owsley County, who were both red. At the time, Estill County had, I believe, went to orange.
They'd come out of red,
and we were actually yellow, I think, at the time. So when you look at those things, if the two red counties are excluded, which they weren't, but they all agreed that most of the problems in Lee and Owsley, and I concur with this, have been in the nursing homes. So their numbers have been kind of blown out of proportion by the nursing home numbers. Now, you do have to send your thoughts and prayers out to those folks in the nursing home because they're going through a big deal, and those families around them also. That's a tough time. But as far as sports goes, you know, we don't have – I don't think we have good reporting in schools. I looked at some schools the other day, and I won't mention this school, but I talked to a good friend of mine in another county here who is positive with COVID presently. Wife is positive with COVID, and his two kids are positive with COVID. And he did tell me that there were over 20 staff members at his school who were positive. Several of one sport were positive, and he thought they contracted it at a football game just by working. So, and not the football teams involved, but this is, you know, other sports. But that shows me, when I looked at the dashboard, the state dashboard numbers, I looked at that county reported and looked at it this yesterday when I looked at it. It showed one faculty member who had an infection. Well, I don't think this guy's mistaken, because he and his wife are both faculty members, and they're the same family, and they work in the same district, and there's none, or there's one. So I don't know if schools aren't reporting and are afraid to report or what, but that's where a problem lies. It's self-reporting. And then you don't want to get your athletics in trouble, because if you self-report and you show high, you can't play. My thing is, don't not self-report and get someone else in trouble, because if you make people think it's safe and it's not, that's a problem. And then that's going to be on you. If somebody gets sick and God forbid they die because they thought they were safe going there, well, there's a problem with that.
Yeah, potentially you withheld vital information in theory is life-altering.
Yes.
You know, and could cause problems. So therefore, you're exactly right. Like, and to me, under the circumstances, give the true facts, give the information. And if that means that you're shutting schools down, then you're shutting schools down. Again, we're talking about public health here. You know, under those circumstances, everyone's health is more important, in theory, than educating children, in a sense, or even us to be able to get out and be more mobile. You know, right now, it's almost to the point to where everybody's tired of it. Yeah. Who isn't? But at the same time, we still have to be diligent, and we cannot allow ourselves to let our guard down. Because just when you let your guard down, that's when you get hit.
Yeah.
When you think you have things under control, and obviously the state, we don't have things under control.
And the district I'm talking about, and I will say this real quick, the district I'm talking about is not actively going to school. They're doing remote. And maybe, just maybe, that's why they don't report the numbers of the staff, because they're not in school. I mean, to me, if you got them somewhere, either working in the building, working at games, you got it somewhere. And if it was at games, you need to let people know, because, like I said, even teams going in or fans going into that site, you maybe don't know what you're walking into. And if you knowingly go into a place where you know the numbers are bad, okay, you can protect yourself as much as you can.
Or you don't go.
But that's your choice.
At least you're informed.
Yes. So an informed option is much better than an uninformed option. And please let us know, because I think our district in soccer and in volleyball handled it, in my opinion, the safest way for our people.
Not necessarily the most popular way, but the safest way. Yes, especially for our student athletes.
And they put people's health first over whatever else. But we also had a plan in place to where WSKV, as a radio station with Facebook capabilities, can broadcast the games and fans can still watch. So we didn't kind of go out there without a plan first. That plan was already made before it happened. So at least, again, I think kudos to those who made the decision. Safety should always come first, and after that, let it go where it may.
I will say this real quick, too. We are fortunate that WSKV has made that investment to broadcast those games live, because think about all of those districts and all of those schools and student-athletes who don't have that same opportunity.
Yes.
At least our fans have that opportunity, including Lee, Owsley, Breathitt,
the
games that we broadcast, at least fans have had an opportunity, and think about those again that didn't even have that as an opportunity.
Yeah.
But WSKV has always been on the cutting edge of sports broadcasting. It doesn't matter if doing volleyball games on the radio, soccer games, et cetera, and now you throw in the Facebook Live again. We are one step ahead of everybody else across the state in many respects.
Yeah, and big thanks to Ethan Moore, station manager here. He's done a great job, made a commitment to sports, and we just can't get over that one. But again, we're going to step away for our break a little bit late. We'll step away anyway here on Sports. I did it again. PCSN Live with Dave and Ken here on WSKV 104.9 FM.
If you haven't driven the new Ram truck, you haven't driven one of the most exciting, powerful trucks in the country. During Ram Power Days going on now at Tanner Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Stanton, the best deals of the year are in full force with 0% financing available and rebates up to $10,000 on new Ram trucks. From one of the best riding trucks in the 1500 series to the workhorse Cummins Diesel, they are all on sale and priced to move. If you're talking about a new truck and you haven't looked at the Ram, you don't know what you're overlooking. Great deals and a great place to buy at Tanner Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Stanton. Call them at 606-663-2856.
Tanner Dodge Chrysler Jeep.
Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, and they know that you're unique in the way you want to do banking. That's why they offer great services like PhoneSmart, where you can call and find out about your account. Or how about text banking, where you can text and find out exactly what you want to know about your account. And you can set up really cool text alerts and find out when maybe you drop below a certain balance, reminding you to balance your checkbook. They have online banking and convenient apps for Android and Apple. Those apps give you the ability to make mobile deposits. Just snap a picture of your check and deposit it. Whitaker Bank also allows you to apply for a loan online at their website at WhitakerBank.com. And don't forget, you have access to your money 24/7 with Whitaker Bank's ATMs, where you can make a cash withdrawal day or night. For more information about these great services, call the main branch at 606-663-2283. That's Whitaker Bank, Stanton, Clay City, and Campton. Whitaker Bank, uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Appalachian Wireless puts service, towers, and technology in areas that other carriers won't. With almost 300 towers in our 29-county coverage area, we know for our communities to grow, they have to have connectivity to succeed. That's why Appalachian Wireless's primary focus is to provide support and service to communities that are in our coverage area. Advancing the gap between technology and communities is our goal of providing a better tomorrow for Appalachia. We are the region's best and most reliable network. We are you. We are Appalachian Wireless.
Trust the emergency department at Mercy Health, Markham and Wallace Hospital, when an emergency strikes. We offer full-service emergency care 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We have X-ray, CT, and lab services on site for assessing, diagnosing, and treating patients quickly. The emergency department is a level 4 trauma center where you can expect expert care, quicker treatment, and improved outcomes. You can feel safe to come to the hospital campus. Following CDC guidelines, our providers and care teams are doing everything possible to ensure your safety and well-being. Choose the emergency department at Mercy Health, Markham and Wallace Hospital in Irvine.
Welcome back here to PCSN Live with Dave and Ken here on the Powell County Sports Network, WSKV 104.9 FM. Again, and I'm not blowing our own horn too much here, but we would love to have more sponsors. Because what Ethan has done here with the station and the programming, the way he's done it, has committed a lot of money. And we're short sponsors. So if anybody out there is listening to us that wants to jump on board and sponsor, we'd love to have it. Again, we've had people that I guess we're afraid they'd have a shorter season and didn't want to commit the money this year. Again, they had to raise their prices due to buying the equipment. So it is a little bit higher, but I think it's well worth your money. If you want to, it'll be about $250 a month. And that's not that much if you've got a very lucrative business. You know, if you're a small business, maybe I understand, but,
The number of games that we covered over the last, month.
It is. You will definitely get your money's worth.
Promise you
advertising
that.
Because it's not only advertised during the game. You get advertising throughout the week here on the live radio. You get advertised on Tradio. You get mentions. So, I mean, you get a lot of airtime for that money. So, again, if you're someone looking for a sponsorship, you can give me a call, Dave Faulkner or Ken Simon a call. We'd love to, set you up with a contract and bring it in the studio. But again, I think that what we're doing here is what other schools probably need to be doing, and finding a station that we're willing to commit to broadcasting the televised or on Facebook. And again, it's just kind of like television. But you can at least watch games if they get canceled throughout the year, because I think this in my heart. I don't know this for a fact. I think there will be times, at least during basketball season, where we're no fan.
I would agree with that.
We'll hit that, I think, at some point. So I think you have to be prepared to have a source bringing you the sports. And again, I think the 56th and 54th, whatever district we're in, respectively, soccer and volleyball, I think those – with Estill and Powell being the host, I think Estill was actually the host of both. Powell just hosted the soccer. I think they made a good decision. The only bad thing about the soccer that I hated was the Estill County boys didn't get an opportunity to play because they were red. Now we're looking at it on the flip side. Everybody else is playing red. And I don't know what the rules are. Again, the protocols are. I do know I talked to one of the ADs from Estill, and they told me it's a recommendation that you don't play. It's not a rule that you don't play. It's a recommendation. So what you're going to have is each district's going to decide whether or not they're willing to play. And to me, you're kind of exposing more kids if that's the case, unless you have an underlying situation like I think we've seen around here. I think it was worse than Lee and Owsley as far as the numbers, but it's because of the nursing home. At Estill, it started at the nursing home, and they told us this too. It started there, but it also spread throughout the community. So there was community spread in Estill, which was probably more of a concern for folks. But I think they made a very responsible decision on not having fans for the volleyball tournament. I think Powell County made a good decision on, and I know it's questionable as far as an outdoor event with soccer, but it's probably the safest decision to make. And if you're going to have no fans in soccer and an outdoor event, you're probably looking for a no fan event when you get to other sports too, because it's a safer environment outside.
I think in general, the people that are making these decisions of allowing or not allowing fans are in the school system.
Yeah.
They already love kids in many respects, right? They wouldn't be in education if they didn't have a heart for, one, learning in a sense, but a heart for kids as well. They're making tough decisions. They don't want to have to make the decision of saying no fans allowed. They don't want to.
No.
That's the last decision they want to make. But when you're talking about the health and well-being of our student-athletes.
And the fans.
Correct. And the fans. You know, at that point, they have to make those tough decisions. Again, it is unfortunate what happened with the Estill County boys soccer team. Unfortunate. With that being said, they did play some games this season.
Yes.
So they at least had that opportunity, even though they didn't play in the tournament. Going back to your sport, softball, didn't even have a season. So therefore, is it better to not have a season at all or to have some season and just not be able to play in the tournament? Because basketball experienced that as
at
well,
the end,
right?
Yeah, with
yeah at the
term,
very
yeah.
end. So at that point, like, you get to the end, then all of a sudden you're going to the state tournament. Oh, but wait, yeah, you're not going to the state tournament. So, you know.
Yeah, and the girls, I think, got through part of their first round, and then it was shut down, actually during the girls' state tournament. So you didn't get any closure in basketball, but you played your entire season. In soccer, I know Estill County with the boys got to play a few games, but they were red so long. But they were consistent. If they and Estill self-reported, Estill was red. Estill's decision was, if we're red, we don't play. And I, you know what? I commend them for sticking to what they thought was right. So it's not a knock on them at all. But based on what they thought was right, their boys kind of got knocked out of it, and you hate it for them. But like you said, they got to play. And I want to say that to the people. We've talked about this before. A lot of people get on other social media sites and make comments about we got to play. We got to play. You know, in the spring, I know Frank and I both talked about this. We understood why we weren't playing. Our kids, I think, really got it why we weren't playing. Yes, they wanted to play, but in the big picture, they were scared of what was. It was unknown. It was more unknown then than it is now. But right now, to me, is a scarier sign than what we saw then, because over 200,000 lives lost, and people will say, well, not all of them are because of COVID. And you're going to say what you want to say, and you're going to, and I understand you can manipulate numbers however you want to manipulate them. But regardless, these people have died before they probably normally would have.
I think probably part of the issue is that back then, nobody was playing.
Correct.
Everybody was on the same page.
Now
you're no. Everybody is not on the same page. And I'm not saying that you can't come together as the 54th or 56th district and make a decision. We're all on the same page. We're going to vote to not allow fans or not play or however it might be. But now, then, like we were saying earlier, you have some that are red playing, some that are red not playing. So, again, there's no clear-cut answer like it was in the spring where all of a sudden it was like, nope, we're all out.
Yeah.
We're all in it together. We're all out together. Now it's like, well, here, we're going to be in, but wait, they're out over here. Now they're in. And even, you know, with some of the sports, you're finding teams that once COVID has canceled a game, people are scrambling to find other replacements. Exactly, yeah. Other games. And, you know, if you want to, we can even get into that kind of transition here.
We're going to talk about that in a minute. We're going to take another break and come back with more. Again, we'll probably stop a little bit of the COVID talk and get into the sports and the accomplishments of what's been going on here in the 56th district, 54th district, and this region. We'll talk about that after this next break here on PCSN Live, WSKV 104.9 FM.
Hinkle Contracting Company specializes in asphalt paving for commercial and large private applications, parking lots, roads, entryways, and more. And they can do complete site preparation and provide expert asphalt paving. Call their local office at 606-663-2437 or find more information at hinklecontracting.com. For all of your asphalt and aggregate needs, think Hinkle Contracting Company.
At Davis & Davis Funeral Home, we have years of experience caring for families from all walks of life. Each family comes to us because they know we are leaders in our profession, dedicated to excellence in service, and have the highest integrity. Life is full of opportunities to show someone we love them. Together, we will create a fitting and memorable event for your loved one. Call 606-663-9480 or visit us online at davisanddavisfuneralhome.com for more information.
When a health crisis threatened our community, the healthcare heroes at Clark Regional Medical Center answered the call. As we move forward, life might look different, including healthcare, but there's one thing that won't change: the quality of care you've always relied on at Clark Regional Medical Center. We are again offering a range of healthcare services, from preventive screenings and physicals to quality of life procedures, to help you make the most of every moment moving forward. Our entire team is working hard to ensure a safe place of care and a healthier community for all of us. For more information, visit clarkregional.org.
When you need insurance for your home, auto, life, or business, contact agents Lisa Mays and Shauna Mays at Whitaker Bank Insurance Group. Stop by their Stanton office, located inside Whitaker Bank on Main Street, or give them a call and get a quote at 606-663-3625. Always striving to meet the needs of their customers, Whitaker Insurance Group, 606-663-3625.
Welcome back here to PCSN Live here on WSKV 104.9 FM. This is the Powell County Sports Network, and this is Dave Fawner with Ken Simon. We're going to start with the, I guess, the one that started the district first, which was girls soccer, I guess, started first. They were in a kind of a little bit of a weird situation where there was no game on Sunday, no game on Monday until late Monday afternoon, and there was a game scheduled with Estill County, and that was played on Wednesday night, which we covered here on WSKV. And I'll let Ken give you the results.
Yeah, the Lady Pirates went into the 54th District championship game against Estill County, and the Lady Pirates ended up being the district runner-up as Estill County defeated them 3-0 in that game. At that point, we broadcast that game. Estill County just had a little bit more than the Lady Pirates did to come away with that 3-0 district title. Then the Lady Pirates go on to the 14th regional tournament, and that game was last night, a late start, 8:30. Of course, you have to travel to Perry County Central, you know, an hour and a half drive, probably more like 2 hours on a bus, if I had to guess, but still long enough on
long
a bus.
Drive.
Long enough on a bus trip, that's for sure. So an 8:30 approximate start. The Lady Pirates ended up losing that game 2-0 to Perry County Central. But the Lady Pirates were the district runner-up in the tournament, and they'll finish the regular season or the finish the season at 2-7. Coach Lane Mink and his team just didn't quite have things going for themselves early on because
of
COVID. So therefore, they kind of got a late start in a sense, and therefore just couldn't quite put things together like they wanted to, obviously, for this season.
Yeah, it is kind of a flip with Estill County, like with volleyball, because they didn't play. They played early. And then didn't play any, and then play the tournament. And then we'll talk about those results in a minute. But, you know, I think the girls did as good as they could do. I know that they're lacking a little speed as far as matching up with Estill this year anyway. And then you had Perry County. I'm sure they were probably a little bit quicker on the offensive side too. But, man, I tell you what, 3-0 to Estill and 2-0 to Perry did a pretty good job defensively if you're the Powell County Lady Pirates. And that's impressive in and of itself. Estill County also, I think, fell last night to Letcher, or do you know that?
I don't know that, now that you mention that.
Well, we'll check it out. But, again, these were held at Perry Central last night, which we couldn't go to the game. But it was a fans. Fans were allowed at the regional soccer tournament. And you know, it's a good, you know, I was glad the fans got to go because we couldn't be in two places at once. We had discussed trying to do two different feeds and covering both, but that was going to be very difficult. We'd had to have two, three, or four-man crews, and it was just hard to find the personnel.
Actually, Estill won 2-1 over Letcher County Central. So tonight, Estill County and Perry County Central at Perry County Central.
And that'll be tonight. I think that game is actually being played right now,
believe it or not, 8:30 start.
So the girls are going to play last tonight, and the boys will be playing the 6 o'clock game, and that will, and we'll get into that in a second. But again, I thought the girls made a good run after again a late start. When you get that late of a start, you don't get the conditioning in, you don't get the pre-work in that you needed, and I think it did put the girls a little bit behind. But again, defensively, those scores not too bad. Their defense was pretty strong.
And I think the Lady Pirates soccer team, I think three seniors maybe on their team, so fairly young.
Yeah.
You know, obviously during the offseason we talked about this. You know, players in these sports, you have to continue to improve your skill set.
Yes.
Always.
Always.
I mean, as an individual, it's up to you during the offseason to still condition, to still practice. No matter how that practice might be, let's use soccer as the example. If that's the case, I can go in the backyard, I can take a soccer ball, and I can dribble, right? I can kick the ball around in the backyard and improve my skill set, ball control, you know, that kind of thing. So, again, it goes back to if I'm improving myself individually, collectively, when we come back together as a team, hopefully we're collectively better as a unit. And therefore, obviously, with practice and that kind of thing to get better. But the Lady Pirates, definitely speed is definitely something they're going to have to work on going forward because speed was really one of the things that really hurt them this season.
Yeah, they got back past the last line of defense, and they had advantage, at least the Estill County game. I'm not sure how the Perry Central game went. But I would say maybe a similar result. But now we'll switch gears over to boys soccer, which this is probably one of the best teams that Powell County has had. Had a very good season this year. I think undefeated during the regular season.
Yeah, 9-0 in the regular season, yeah. including the 54th district tournament. Yeah, where they faced off against Jackson City. Powell County ended up winning that game 12-2. Was the final with 1:34 left to go in the match. Grant Fraley ends up scoring a goal for the Pirates to put them up 10, and at that point they win the district championship. But 9-0 on the season at that point, excellent run, had high hopes, and obviously they had high hopes for themselves. Unfortunately for the Pirates, they ended up drawing Perry County Central in the first round at Perry County Central. The boys ended up losing 3-2. That match was on Monday. And then in the other match, it was 1-0.
Yeah.
Hazard beat Jackson City.
But, you know, when you talk about that, Hazard beat Perry twice. 1-0. Hazard beat Jackson City, who Powell County beat 12-2. 1-0. So you have to think that Hazard has an outstanding defense. I mean, I don't think there's a lot of offense being played at Hazard, but a tremendous amount of defense being played, and that's probably where they have their team set up for. But you look at Perry, I looked at Perry County scores as well. Perry County didn't score a lot of goals, which means they have a really good defense. And so soccer comes down to, if my defense is better than your offense, bring that good offense. Powell County, I think, and Coach Turner did a wonderful job with these kids. I think he had a really good offense and just got beat a couple times, I think, last night by some quicker players from Perry on the defensive side. And there were some other things I think mentioned about the game. And you know, it's not necessarily unfair that Perry has the only field that can host a tournament, because any school in the region that wants to commit to having that kind of field can do so.
Absolutely right. Yes, I mean, it's time, in a sense, if you want to compete against the Perry County Centrals and be on the same playing field, it's time to invest in artificial turf. And let's use Powell County High School as the example. It's time to invest in an artificial turf to where it is soccer regulation as well as football. Soccer field is larger than a football field to be able to do that. As a quick sidebar, Clark County, they did not build their facility, brand new facility. It's only been, you know, around a couple of years at this point, you know, but their football field, they did not build a soccer length width
that can
field
host.
That could host exactly. They missed an opportunity, you know, to invest as many millions as they did and to not go an extra 20 yards, let's say, on, you know, all the way around.
You're just talking a few $1,000s out of it. Millions of dollars in a budget.
You're exact pennies on the dollar,
yeah,
in a sense,
you're not
right?
Talking a lot, and the turf price has come down. Yes, there's going to be a construction price, and I get that. But if we want to be on the level playing field, let's say this: if Powell had a surface that Powell could play all their games on, it's regulation, they could host the region. Then this year's at Perry, this year's at Powell, then we'll go back to Perry. We go back to Powell. Until somebody else wants to jump in.
Correct.
And build a complex big enough to do that. So, again, I agree. It's an unfair advantage probably for Perry to have it every year. But they went out on a limb.
They invested in their future.
So, there's two ways to look at this one. I'm not knocking anybody here for not doing it. It's just kind of a newer sport that's probably taken off a little bit faster than others have done. But you look at what our boys, the Central Boys program, has had. It's really been really good since the beginning. The girls' program really started out really nice. They had a really good run there for a couple of years. But it's kind of retooling a little bit. But, you know, if you want to have the programs, you have to invest in your facilities. And you know, that's not only would it be a top-notch soccer facility, you also then have a top-notch football facility. And I'll even go a step further. You got a top-notch marching band facility. and where other people could even use it for practice. So those facilities don't just serve for one function. These facilities can serve for multi-functions and can really save, they can save you money because you're spending a lot of money on upkeep on a grass field. Once that turf's in, as long as you take care of it, and I know at Perry, we go play softball tournaments right next to their field, and we're allowed to warm up on the field with no cleats. And that's an easy thing. Okay, we'll wear our tennis shoes. That's fine. You know, wear our flip-flops, whatever you need to do to get loose, but we're not wearing cleats on their field. And they take care of it, and that's how you do that.
And I think to be able to make that investment, I will say this too. When you're used to playing on a football field, in theory, let's use the boys' soccer team as the example. Now all of a sudden you go and you play not only on an artificial turf, but a larger regulation size that's larger, now you're spread out more defensively, offensively. Therefore, if you're not used to that larger space, it's hard to get your mind. Therefore, potentially you're going to get beat because now the other team, again, having an advantage, having played on that more than you have, they're going to know how to operate more on that field as opposed to a smaller field where you're kind of have it packed in. But it still goes back to you have to make the investment.
And, you know, you look at the college basketball gyms where you play the state tournament at a college gym. Well, it's longer. It's wider. It's different. But most people, I don't think anybody plays in a college gym for the regular season, but most people have a regulation high school floor that they play on during the season. And when they get a special event, they go play on the state tournament. So everybody's kind of on the same playing field when you change, and it's a different floor for everyone. But when you go just one game, and it's that preparation there, and the spacing is just going to be a little off. And all it takes in soccer is that one goal that maybe was a little off. And, again, that's the way it breaks for that.
But our hat's off to the boys, though.
Yeah. And fantastic job.
Excellent season. There's no reason to hang their heads or anything. I mean, again, to go undefeated during the regular season, first time that had occurred, and then to lose to what potentially will be the 14th region champion. I mean, they've been at the top for,
they have,
you know,
but like I said, Hazard
sometime.
Has beat them twice this season.
Right, yeah.
Both 1-0, which, again, tells me that those two teams rely on defense first and offense last. And I'm not saying we didn't have a good defense. I'm just saying that this team was kind of a team like Germany several years ago when it's just all offense, all out. And when you got back on defense, you might beat them, but they're going to probably score 7 or 8 goals.
Yeah.
And if you score 2, that's fine. We got 7 or 8, but they had enough defense to be able to stop Powell County where you can't get the 7 or 8 goals and be able to get that victory. But again, very proud of our boys' soccer team this season. Had a great run. Don't hold your heads down because I think that was a great season and a season hopefully to look forward to build, keep building that soccer program the way we're doing it. So we'll go ahead and step away for another break here. Come back and talk to you about the volleyball district tournament here on PCSN Live on WSKV 104.9 FM.
The death of a loved one is the most difficult loss that you will endure in this life. Pern Funeral Home Incorporated provides you and your family with a meaningful and compassionate environment to assist you through this difficult process. Hondo Hearn and the staff of Hearn Funeral Home believe that every life has value and should be honored. If they can assist you in any way, we ask that you contact them at 663-4375 or stop by their modern facilities at 125 West College Avenue in Stanton, Kentucky. You may also visit their website at hearnfuneralhome.com.
Did you know that Stanton Ace Hardware now offers full-service sales and repair on the popular steel brand chainsaws, string trimmers, blowers, and pressure washers? Stop into the former Roses Garden Center right next door to the main Ace Hardware building and check out their large inventory of new steel products and a large inventory of parts. Stanton Ace Hardware, your hometown dealer for Steel, Husqvarna, Echo, and Skag. For more information about deals and coupons at your Ace Hardware, text ACE right now to 606-663-2811. That's ACE to the studio number right now, 606-663-2811, for special savings at your Stanton Ace Hardware.
Welcome back here on PCSN Live with Dave and Ken. Yeah, we're trying to cause some controversy here. We want more facilities.
better facilities.
Better facilities to give our kids the best opportunity going forward. And that, just to say that, I'll say it this way, and that goes for every sport that needs to have
true.
Those kinds of facilities. So, again, I told you this night on the way home last night from we talked about soccer and we talked about the fields. And the price of turf has come down. And, you know, maybe it's something that if we go into a building plan here the next couple of years over on the other property with an elementary school, maybe you get one thrown in. I mean, that's just a thought that I'll throw out there to you fans that are listening. Maybe give a call to your board member and see if you can get that maybe placed in that that bid price. And I think it would help out tremendously.
It still goes back to you're making an investment. They hold up. And with the money that's being invested on a regular basis every year to keep the current field
labor, water, paint.
Yeah, you're cutting those costs, and in 10 years, you've more than paid for, you know, a brand-new facility as far as turf. Now, I'm not talking about bleachers or anything like that. I'm just talking about just straight up just turf. But still, you're making that investment. Now you can host those things that you would like to be able to host and obviously make some additional money. But we'll get off of that.
Yeah.
We'll get off that soapbox and let's go to something a little bit more positive. Let's talk about girls volleyball. The girls volleyball team, very impressive on the season, 13-1 overall. Their only loss was to a very
last
good Wolf County team with the Lady Pirates in the 56th District tournament this past week. And in the first round, they defeated Owsley County 3-0, 25-11, 25-9, and 25-6. And then last night defeated an upstart Lee County team, 3-0, 25-18. That first set was really very competitive for the Lady Pirates. Were able to take the lead and extend that out to take the win. Second set was 25-11, and the third set 25-15. Very competitive matches for the Lady Pirates, especially against Lee County. And when you look at what this Lady Pirate team has done so far, very impressive. A lot more work to do. You know, they're not happy and or satisfied just yet, as they shouldn't be, but with the way that they have continued to play after the loss to Wolf County, which we talked to a couple of players last night, Hannah Jones ended up mentioning the Wolf County loss, probably good that it happened in hindsight. Nobody likes to lose right when it's happening, but in hindsight, if you can learn from that, and obviously she stated that the team learned from that loss, to be able to say, okay, maybe we're not as good as we thought we were, and we have more work to do to improve ourselves, kind of a wake-up call. So they've answered the bell, and now they've won you know, three in a row and defeated a Breathitt County team, one of the tops in the region as well. Yeah, so they're definitely on their way.
Breathitt County beat Wolf County earlier in the season, in the regular season matchup, and they play tonight for the district championship. Should be a fun game. And you said you saw Ken. I know he had practice, so I guess he didn't get to make it to the game, but I don't know if anybody else is broadcasting, so we can't even listen to it tonight. That's sad, Ken, if you're listening to us.
It's sad in general, right? I mean, just, because obviously under the circumstances, you know, volleyball is a very competitive game. It's very exciting to watch, you know, the back-and-forth action in a sense, you know, especially when you look at the way that these players approach the game as far as making the digs, the kill shots, the blocks. I mean, they go all out. Yeah. If you've not watched one, you know, tune in to WSKV's Facebook Live broadcast when we start the regional tournament. But they give it their all, and it doesn't matter who the two teams are that are playing. They go at it. And on one hand, I would almost like to see, going to, you know, other sports, let's use you know, boys and girls basketball, if those players would put forth that same effort and going after those loose balls and diving on the floor to save a ball in when you think that you can, things along that line, going for that loose ball, things would be a lot different for a lot of teams.
Yeah.
Again, it's that extra that makes you extraordinary as opposed to just ordinary. It's that extra effort when you have that opportunity.
Well, I'll tell you a little bit of something different here. I think when you look at this volleyball team, I know I told some of the kids before they played last night, you better be on your A game, because Lee County was definitely on their A game against Estill County. And, again, that's an Estill County team that was off for over a month.
Yeah, the September 18th was the last time they had played.
Yeah, so they were rusty, but, man, Lee County was so impressive looking the entire game. Lee County was impressive looking at the beginning of set number one. I actually took about a five or six point lead over the Pirates last night, and after that lead was taken, I think it woke the Lady Pirates up a little bit. And after that, man, did they play, and they played well. And here's the thing that I look at. You know, you had a game against Owsley County that should have been an easier game, and it probably was. You had some spectacular play. And, you know, when we watched the Lee County game, you again, spectacular play. And it's like almost every kid that went out on the floor did their job. And that's what's so impressive with this team. You know, in years past, we could find two or three players that stand out. Not anymore. This team is, okay, you start out with six, and they've got three, regular subs. I'm telling you what, if they could have stretched out an all-tournament team, all nine could have made it. I mean,
easily.
Because, you know, this is the thing. It would have been very difficult to pick an MVP if I was having to pick. It'd be very difficult to pick an all-tournament team because, like I said, they all did their job. And if you do your job in a game, you're supposed to be rewarded for that. It's just, you know, that's why I hate all-tournament teams. You can't have enough trophies to give to everybody. But, man, this is one time, and I don't say this all the time. Sometimes I say, well, that team deserves none, you know. But this team deserves a bunch because every player on that team did what they were supposed to do over both nights. And got the job done.
Well, I'm going to go back to boys soccer as the example. So, Powell boys played Jackson City. The Jackson City goalkeeper, just a freshman, gave up 12 goals, but probably saved another 20, to be honest with you.
At least.
Had an outstanding game, even though he gave up 12 goals.
Yes.
He should have, in my opinion, we don't pick these things, in my opinion, he should have been on the all-tournament team, even though he gave up 12 goals, because there were about 30 shots on goal that, you know, he stopped, you know, more than he allowed.
Saves. Yeah.
Right.
I'm with you on him. He was impressive because you see him a lot. You know, and I'll say this. When Powell County shoots in soccer as many times as they shoot, we only gave up, I think, four or five shots against Jackson City. They scored two. We took probably 40 shots on goal. We scored 12. So they were at a 50% rate. They were at a 25% rate. I'll take the 25 over the 50 if you give me that many shots on goal. But the kid played extraordinary. It's kind of like, you know, last night, Macy Howell did a great job with kills. Joanna Sanders, great job with kills. Alex Gulley, great job with kills. If not for the setters, you don't get kills.
Yeah, you're Lauren Everman and Hannah Jones.
Yeah,
right.
Mean, they're your top setters. So,
yeah.
And then you got your diggers in the back line on other team servers, and that's some of the subs that come in. And then your servers on your own team, you know, lead off with Katie Hall, and you rotate in with
Trinity Ritchie. And even Keely Anderson
as far as on that back line.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, everybody that came in and played, and these are the ones that got most of the minutes, I think everybody played on night one. But, man, they all did their job. And that was what was impressive to me is, you know, and Coach Jones took a couple of them out that they didn't think were doing well on both nights. But when they went back out there again, they got the job done. And that was, to me, it was a team effort for Powell County last night. That was what was so impressive to me. If they can continue that next week.
And beyond.
Who knows? Who knows? Well, yep. I mean, you know, you got to get by game one before you
get to
game two.
Absolutely.
But this is a team that you can look forward that could get it done if they stay together, they stay focused, and don't have a letdown. Again, last night we saw them a little bit shaky at the beginning with serves. We're really against Owsley. They were worse in serve than they were last night. But there were still some times last night where they were a little nervous at times and gave up some easy serves. And that's something that Powell County typically doesn't do. But, man, did they volley and rally well. Just your hats off to the volleyball team last night. And if we are open next week to fans, watch. Or at least watch on Facebook Live because these kids deserve your attention. This is as quality a volleyball team I've seen in a while, especially because they go nine deep.
Yeah, lots of interchangeable parts. And what's interesting about those interchangeable parts, they don't miss a beat.
No.
Sometimes, and we saw it with some of the other teams, you make those player changes, those rotations, and bring somebody out, put somebody in, and it doesn't pay off. this team has it down to where when someone is subbing in, you don't miss a beat. Again, everyone plays their part, plays their role. You don't miss anything. You stay together as a unit.
Yep.
Even if someone makes a mistake, the players are not necessarily like looking at them and being like, ah, oh, come on. If anything, they're being encouraging, be like, hey, that's okay. And yep. at the same time, as a player, when you make a mistake, you know you make a mistake.
Yeah.
I didn't want to make a mistake. It happens, right? But then you pick yourself up mentally. Don't allow yourself to get down and say, I got this next one, whenever that next one
and
is.
And we saw that several times last night. Alex Gulley, I know, looked over Coach Jones. I'm good. Joanna Sinners, I'm good. I think it was either Katie Hall, I believe, in the middle back one time. I got it, Coach. I know. So this is a senior-led team that understands what they're supposed to do. Not knocking Coach Jones. He's done a great job. He could probably not have coached this bunch to get him to play, but his timeouts have been really strategically great. But I think this is a group that can play on their own and can kind of figure it out. You know, when the subs come out, they know they're coming out for their player because they know they're probably better in the back. And that's what's impressive. They're unselfish, really. When, you know, some kids don't like to come out of a lineup, these kids understand why they're coming out because they got a good player going in for them. So it's a stronger team unit.
Team.
I love the look of the volleyball team. So we're going to take another break here, come back with a couple more minutes, wrap it up here on PCSN Live with Dave and Ken here on WSKV 104.9 FM.
You may find yourself with a backache, sore shoulder, or downright painful knee. We often just take it easy and hope the pain subsides after wondering what happened. Navigating our current healthcare system can be a daunting task. A cost-effective approach is to schedule a free injury screen with your Stanton Apex Network physical therapist. During a free injury screen, you'll spend time with a licensed professional to figure out the best plan of care, completely free of obligation or cost. Apex Network Physical Therapy is your hometown provider for the highest quality physical therapy and sports rehab. Contact the Stanton Apex Network Clinic at 606-393-6505 to schedule your free injury screen today.
We value our customers at People's Exchange Bank, which is why we serve you with a staff of experts that are happy to meet your lending needs. We offer a variety of personal, small business, agriculture, and commercial loans, along with competitive rates and quick decisions. Your bank shouldn't compromise on your imagination, drive, and growth, so let us help move you forward with a loan from People's Exchange Bank. Get started and get going. Visit us online at www.pebank.com or stop by a local branch to find the loan that fits you best. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, so I'm looking through your back window right now, making a shopping list. You just have so many expensive, nice things that would look great in my house, or even better, as cash in my wallet. As long as you don't get those pesky folks from Protex Security and Fire Systems involved, my payday should be sometime early Saturday morning.
Don't let your home breaking be someone else's payday. Protect your home from thieves, fire, and much more. Call Protex Security and Fire Systems today at 606-663-9344.
Welcome back here to PCSN Live with Dave and Ken. We're going to run over a little bit tonight, but that's okay. We got a little bit maybe long on the COVID portion of our show, but again, that's important to keep the rest of the season going. I do want to mention, I was out a couple weeks ago with the girls' golf state tournament. I was really proud of our girls at the regional tournament. Finished third as far as teams go, and I think we were third by maybe seven shots out by the team in front of us. So I was really proud of our girls at the regional tournament. Very young team. I think we played three seventh graders, an eighth grader, and a junior at the regional tournament. And also had a seventh grader. But to my recollection, the youngest player to ever qualify for a state tournament as an individual, Darcy Lawson, qualified for the state tournament. And I thought she did really well at the state tournament. Shot a score really comparable to her regional tournament score, so I was really impressed with her play, and she's going to be really good in the future. So hats off to our girls golf team. I think they got a bright future ahead of them. Our boys golf team didn't fare as well, but again, very young team. Hopefully come back strong. Coach Blake Williams has them, and hopefully they'll come back strong next year. Now switch gears. It's homecoming week this week for the Powell County Football Pirates. I'm not sure how much homecoming you're going to have with COVID, But I know the homecoming court is only seniors this year. There are no juniors, sophomores, freshmen. We do have a game. It was originally scheduled to be Mason County. That game has been postponed due to COVID. And we have added...
Montgomery County. Is the word we're getting, at least at this point. However, if you go on KHSAA's website, it's not necessarily been changed. Montgomery is supposed to be at Frederick Douglass.
Yeah, which I think at the beginning, Montgomery felt that Douglass and Fayette County was going to be red. So they went ahead and agreed to play PAL, and that hasn't been taken off the website. So hopefully the people at Frederick Douglass understand Montgomery's not coming, even if you're playing. They're going to be playing here at Powell County on Friday night, or at least that's the word we're getting at this late in the game. If not, somebody's going to be unhappy at the end. So anyway, but Powell County will, that's a district game. Powell County's not played with Mason. That game may or may not be made up. Preferably it would be made up, and maybe next week. I think the talk was to drop the Bath game, add Mason next week would be the possibility.
And then finish up with Pendleton on the 30th.
Yes. Well, they got one game after that, I think, still left maybe, but or a week left after that to be able to schedule a game, because the schedule just got really all out of whack.
Messed up, yeah.
It's Pendleton was supposed to have played the week before last, and then this week, or next, last week was South Floyd, had to cancel due to COVID. This week is Mason, had to cancel due to COVID. Or actually, it was our cancellations because we had players that were quarantined. Same problem with Mason County. I think they have 10 players quarantined at this time in Mason County. So if they're quarantined today, they're probably going to be quarantined next week. So, but again, that's, you're looking at open dates. I think that was it. So it's going to be kind of iffy on who plays what. Fleming County looks like they have the lead as far as the seeds go. Mason would be in second place by the percentages. Powell would be in third, and Pendleton fourth.
But we still have to play Pendleton, and that game is actually scheduled for November the 6th. So that, so it would be basically this weekend, let's say Friday, Montgomery County. And then if they reschedule the Mason, that would probably be on October the 30th. That would be a home game and take the place of Bath County. And then on November the 6th, Pendleton County, and that would be away. So if Powell gets in both of those district games, which are crucial, you know, to play, especially the Pendleton County game, you know, at that point now you're vying for that third seed as opposed to being the fourth seed, because chances are, unless you beat Mason, you know, you're not going to have a chance to move up.
But if you run the table and beat Pendleton and then beat, or beat Mason and then beat Pendleton,
you would be the two.
You'd be the two seed. Would be if you host a game versus going on the road. So it is a big deal. So we'll see how that all plays out. We'll try to bring you more information as we know. Again, this is all fluid, so we're kind of changing on the times. We only know what we know today.
We plan on being there Friday at this point, we'll be 7 o'clock for the pregame.
And tune into Facebook Live. Again, Ethan's doing a great job with that. And, again, he's still learning as well with us on doing the Facebook Live. Again, here we are now, like on TV. He's got cameras set up on us. We have to kind of adjust to that, too. So it's a learning curve for all of us, but very fortunate. Powell County is very fortunate to have Ethan and WSKV working hard for your athletics. So again, if you want to jump in and help us sponsor the sports, I think it's a good time to do so, because you're getting tons of our time right now.
Yeah, and we appreciate the comments too. A lot of views, over 1,000 views on average, and then some as far as the number of people who are actually viewing the broadcast on WSKV, the Facebook Live, over 1,000 views on average. So, again, it's great to see that. And then even the comments. You know, a lot of times when we're live, we don't necessarily see those comments, but still after the fact, once the video is, you know, kind of posted in a sense, and being able to see people's comments during that live stream, that's great. We appreciate that. You know, whether it's a shout-out for the Lady Pirates, shout-out to the Pirates or any of the other
teams. Yeah.
Correct. You know, there's been people from Oklahoma to Florida, you know, that I can recall that are tuning in and watching. So, you know, family and friends in other places that are tuning in to be able to do that. But we definitely appreciate the comments. And at the same time, you know, people have sent us messages, you know, they appreciate, you know, the job that we're doing. You know, we try our best. I wouldn't necessarily say that we're for old school, you know, Kay Wood Ledford or anything, or even a Tom Leach, but, you know, we try.
We've done this long enough. We're probably better than some and worse than others. That's just the way it
that
is. But I do think we are better than a lot of folks out there. I'm not being too naive. And when Greg was with us, I think the same thing. So
yeah.
This is just a professional operation. We've been doing this for over about 15 years apiece, at least, for all of us. So I know sometimes I'm a little more critical of players sometimes, and even home players. So
we don't hold back, no matter who it is, if it's a home team or the away team. We're going to analyze it just like I would at home, watching the game with you on the couch.
This is never personal. Yeah, it's more about the game, as we're calling it at the time. And I know sometimes I get kind of chastised for that sometimes, for being a little bit too critical for a home sports radio. But in my view, I guess I listened to Marty Brenneman too much, because that guy was very critical. But he's also a Hall of Famer. He'd get away with it. Maybe I'm not that critical. But anyway, it's really fun to do the broadcast and work with Ken and now Ethan doing the Facebook Live stuff. And again, you know, we get paid to do this, but we have a lot of fun. So
we get paid at times, to be honest.
I'll tell
you
what, it's a blast. But you know, the main thing is we get the kids, they get seen.
The recognition
they get on the radio, I think it's big. And when you have interviews last night, when you heard, you know, Joanna Centers and Hannah Jones talk about their play, and very emotional after the win, and that's kind of stuff is nice to hear and see. And now it's there pretty much.
It's there.
Archived. You could go back and find it at some point. So that's the beauty of it. If you want to go watch this game, you know, maybe 5 years later, you'll find it on the Facebook stuff, if it'll last that long.
We will apologize to Coach Ken Jones and the rest of the team, though. You know, sometimes David Faulkner can get a little talkative on air.
I do.
And I was sitting there thinking, we probably need to let him go. Everybody's cleared out of the gym. The bus is waiting for these two players to come and get home. But at the same time,
they had to have time to get the parade set up.
That's true.
So it's just a little drive from Estill County. They did have a nice little parade. And again, thanks to the first responders for doing that for the school. When we have a winner, district winner, regional winner, whatever it may be, it's very nice for those guys to always be there for us when we come in. So again, thank the first responders here in the town, the fire department, and whoever else escorts in. It's very appreciative. The kids love it, so thank you all very much. Again, when this community pulls together, it's a wonderful place to be.
We're loving it too, right?
Let's
keep this ride going.
Keep it rolling. So for Ken Simon, this is Dave Faulkner saying good night here on PCSN Live, on the Powell County Sports Network, WSKV 104.9 FM.
Thanks for joining us for PCSN Live with Dave and Ken from the Tanner Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Studio in Stanton. This program is hosted by Ken Simon and David Faulkner. Production is done by Ethan Moore. Programming is done by Angela Osborne. PCSN Live with Dave and Ken is a Pickup Country 104.9 production. Tune in live next week or on demand at listenlikealocal.com or Apple Podcasts. 104.